Let's go to the Cardio Newsline right now. This is really interesting. The Great North American Eclipse is going to be happening on April 8th, a week from today. And joining us on the Cardio Newsline from the Carnegie Observations Center, the director there, John McElvaney, is joining us.
Mulcahy.
He's an astronomer and the outreach coordinator, Jeff Reich, But this solar eclipse, it's very, very interesting coming up on Monday. John, thanks for joining us today. Are you guys as excited as everybody else?
Yes, thank you for having me. We're very excited. I've been planning this eclipse for about 5 years, getting ready for this. And this is, you know, the last major eclipse in the U.S. for 20 years. So this is a big deal for us.
No doubt. Let's get into this. Obviously, for those people that don't know, what is a solar eclipse?
Sure. So a solar eclipse occurs, of course, when the moon passes in front of the sun, blocking a bit of the sun as viewed from the Earth. But the really interesting thing is that the size of the moon and the size of the sun are almost identical as viewed from Earth, which means in some cases, like this one next week, the moon can exactly block the surface of the sun, and you get what's called, of course, a total solar eclipse. So that's very exciting.
And from an astronomical point of view, and for physicists, this actually allows you to delve into some of these principles that are just theories and actually find proof for them, right?
That's right. Yeah, solar eclipses, total solar eclipses are important because they allow you to see parts of the sun we normally can't see. So normally the sun, the surface of the sun is so bright that that's kind of what dominates us. And so, but when the surface is covered by the moon, you actually get to see the sun's outer atmosphere called the corona. And that's a beautiful, an amazing thing. We still don't understand a lot about it. And the corona is important because it's the component that kind of reaches out in space and eventually interacts with us here on Earth. And so this is a rare chance to study that atmosphere of the sun.
Now, in Colorado, we're not going to get the eclipse. It's not going to be but it'll be a partial. Even a partial is kind of interesting because the sun is still bright, but it just shines differently.
That's right. Yeah, and in your area, you're going to have about a 74% of the sun covered at peakness, which is still pretty good. Just a quick reminder that people should, of course, make sure they have their solar glasses. Mm-hmm. You should never look at the sun without protective gear. And so, but yes, you still get a pretty good show. And, you know, 74% of the sun can still have a little bit of an impact in terms of temperature and things of that sort.
Well, what kind of other scientific discoveries have been made during previous eclipses?
Yeah, the most famous is basically the proof of Einstein's theory of general relativity. That happened back in 1919. And Einstein had predicted, of course, that light, that mass can bend light, which is one of the main predictions of general relativity. And that was proven during the eclipse in 1919. And that basically made Albert Einstein the famous guy that we all know. And he became a celebrity after that eclipse. It was probably the biggest thing that has ever happened in terms of a scientific result during an eclipse.
What type of tools do astronomers use to make other important scientific breakthroughs about the universe?
Yeah, so for us, it's all about telescopes.
Okay.
And of course, people are familiar with the Hubble Space Telescope and now the James Webb Space Telescope. But most astronomy is still done from the ground with big telescopes. And so astronomers like myself spend very long nights staying up using these very big telescopes to try to understand the very faint things in the universe.
And some of these ground-based telescopes are kind of at risk. Why is that?
Yeah, so the challenge is we build bigger and bigger telescopes. And bigger telescopes allow us to see fainter things. And so we're always trying to build bigger telescopes. And the next generation, which we're working on now in the U.S., are very extremely large telescopes. Just to give people an idea of the scale, the domes of these telescopes are 24 stories high. So we are talking huge, huge telescopes that we can't build in space. We just don't have a way to do it.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, these things are also very expensive. And so right now we're looking to the U.S. government to help fund those telescopes. And there's a bit of a risk that might not happen. Just given all that's going on these days in Congress.
And it's interesting because, you know, with the solar eclipse and you know, just trying to keep things going from a funding standpoint, it really matters to sort of get young people excited about these things, doesn't it?
No, absolutely. I was tell people I was born an astronomer myself. I started being interested in astronomy like at age 4 or 5. And obviously it's led to a career for me, so that's great. And this eclipse will inspire countless children, I think, to look at careers in science. And so we do want to make sure, you know, when they are ready to be professionals themselves in science and technology 20 years from now, we have those tools for them here in the U.S. And so that's why funding these things like telescopes is important. I mean, it's talking about the future for this next generation of young scientists.
Yeah, no question about it. John, thanks for the time today. We really appreciate it. Good luck with the solar eclipse a week from today. It's hard to believe it's a week from today.
Yeah. Well, thank you. And just a quick I know you have to run.
No, go ahead.
2045, it'll be a beautiful eclipse right over Colorado Springs.
So and what time is that? What time again?
We'll say one year. More time. It's the year.
Oh, year. Yes, year 25.
It's 21 more years.
21 more years. Okay. Very good. And what time do you think that Colorado will start to experiencing the first part of the eclipse next week?
A little bit after 11 a.m. there, okay. With the peak about 1240.
1240. Okay. Oh, yep. Our dial position is 1240. That's kind of cool.
There you
All right.
go.
John, thanks again. We appreciate it. Have a great one.
You too.